Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm so glad to be in Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know what to do. I'm at the business matchmaking program that the SBA has, is sponsoring all around the country. They're traveling their little legs off all around the country, putting small business owners with government contractors, government agencies, making sure that small business owners are not left out of the party, folks. This is a big deal. We have been invited to the party. And if we want to go participate with government entities, we want to get our share of the business. Now, they're not going to give it to us. They're not going to throw it in our laps. They're not going to say, here, unwrap your beautiful birthday package. We're going to have to earn the business. We're going to have to act like we know what we're going to do. We're doing it. We've got to be able to deliver. So don't wander into these things thinking they're going to send you home with Christmas. It's not going to happen. But if you got your stuff together, this is a place where you can put yourself on display and you can talk to some people. You can tell them why you're wonderful. And if you can deliver what you say, then you're going to get some business, I think. And so I'm excited about this because it's a big deal. You've heard me speak of this with Administrator Barreto of the SBA, with Melanie Sablehouse, the Deputy Administrator, with others. And I'm excited about being invited to participate today. Now, I want you to meet a new friend. His name is Emmanuel Onque, and he's the president of Geoimaging out of our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Emmanuel, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Emmanuel, tell us a little bit about what your company does.
Geoimaging Consulting, which is my firm, is an 8A small firm based in Washington, D.C. What we mostly do is geographic information systems consulting, which is GIS.
The GIS, right.
Yeah. And this is mostly...
That's a hot topic these days, isn't it?
It is very hot right now. And one of the things about it is I see it as computer mapping is the easiest way to explain it, although it's a bit more complex than that.
But if you were just trying to explain it to a layperson, you just say computer mapping.
Computer mapping is the easiest way to express it. We've worked on major projects, especially in Washington, D.C. We did a lot of the emergency mapping after 9/11. We basically provide...
What did you map?
We mapped...
Now, you won't have to kill me if you tell
no.
me this.
Okay. We just mapped basically the kind of security things that the D.C. government would do in case of an emergency, things like that, right after the
9/11. Evacuation
routes,
that kinds of
would
things?
Be
okay.
would be one big factor there. Yes.
Okay.
We also map snow routes for Washington D.C. We've been mapping the snow routes for quite a while. All the drivers, basically the routes they drive out when in major snow emergencies
right.
in D.C. One of our big projects was co-location of utilities in Washington D.C. And this
where the fiber ran next to the gas lines and things like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
But more importantly, we had a problem with digging up the streets in D.C.
I have a problem with them digging up the streets when I'm in D.C. too.
Exactly. Yeah. 2 years ago, it was a major disaster. So we came up with a program with a 2-year plan, which would basically get everybody to co-locate within one trench if they're going to dig within 2 years. And this reduced the amount of digging in the city.
Right.
This was done with a...
Emmanuel, that alone, I go to Washington a lot, that alone makes you my hero. if they can stop all the digging where my cab doesn't take so long to get me across town, that's great.
Thanks, Jim.
Congratulations. See, folks, look what small business owners do for you. Now, tell us, let me ask you this question. How many employees do you have?
We have 12 presently.
12 employees.
12 employees.
Did you start this business?
I started a business 4 years ago, and there was just me and one other person.
You went from zero to 12 in 4 years?
4 years, yes.
Wow, yeah. I'm impressed. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now what is what I want you to do now is tell us a little bit about why you're here in Birmingham. What made you want to come all the way from Washington, D.C. to Birmingham to this business matchmaking event?
Okay. Well, the matchmaking idea was, I think, it's very unique. because I've been to quite a few seminars with HUD and the Department of Treasury in Washington, D.C., and they're very nice, but the concept of actually bringing in your industry codes, the NAICS codes, and having them matched on the computer with a software program with vendors or government entities that could actually work with you with the kind of stuff you do,
right,
it's never been tried before. And I came all the way down here because I thought it's a very unique concept, and it's something I think could be very fruitful for a small firm like
mine. Were you able to make the one in D.C.?
That's coming up in September.
Oh, that's coming up. Okay, yeah. That's right. That's in association with the... That's a part of the 50th anniversary, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, my mistake. That's exactly right. I'd forgotten about that.
For me, this is a full dress rehearsal. So
I got you.
For that one,
So you, like Marcia, who was just on the show just before you, are thinking of this as not something that you have to do twice, but if you can do it twice, sort of learn a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Of course, you're also going to meet different people at each one of these, right?
Exactly. The networking is very essential.
Say that again.
Networking is very essential.
The networking is very essential, folks. You've heard me say that before and a couple of million times. So when you hear it from somebody else, like Emmanuel, where he's really out there where the rubber meets the road, then you know that. So you got to get out of your cave, don't you, Emmanuel?
Definitely. You have to travel as much as you can.
Right.
Meet people.
Yeah, and meet people. Exactly. Okay, Emmanuel Onfay is going to be with us. One more segment, folks. We're going to find out a little bit more about what he's going to learn, what he thinks he's going to learn this time, and how he's going to get ready for the people he's going to meet today. And that's coming up right after these messages. And then later in the hour, we're going to be visiting with Ryan Bays. He's going to tell us some of the same things about his company. It's almost 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're visiting with Emmanuel Onfay, who's the president of Geo Imaging out of Washington, D.C. We're in Birmingham, Alabama. It's a business matchmaking program that the SBA conducts around the country. They've already done a handful. They're going to do another handful all over the country. And, folks, if you get a chance, if you're a small business, if you're a big business, don't listen to this because you're not invited. Well, you might be invited to be on the other side of the desk, but if you're a small business, you're invited to come to these events and to meet companies who could be your partners, who could be customers, but also your partners, because they're looking for these big companies and these government agencies are looking for small business owners to do business with. And it's not only part of their mandate, it's the right thing to do, and they know that. And so what we want to do is make sure that, and what the SBA is trying to make sure that they do, and what I want to help them as much as I can, is to make sure that they meet the kinds of people that they can. And that means to tell you about it on my show, and that's what I'm doing. So what we're doing is we're visiting with Emmanuel, and he's telling us a little bit about some of the things that he expects to find here. Who are you? Give us an example of the types of people. You don't have to say their names or the companies necessarily, but what are some of the types of meetings that you're going to have today?
Well, I can be specific because what I did was from Washington, I matched using my NAICS codes.
Right, the NIC codes.
Yeah, NIC codes, the industry codes. And basically, after matching it, I came up with three major firms that matched with who I have interviews with this morning.
So you did your homework before you got here?
Yes. And one of them is Housing and Urban Development, HUD, which I've been to their offices in D.C. and met them quite a few times.
Right.
But this gives me a very unique opportunity because basically they've matched my codes and they actually have all my information currently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm meeting with them this morning. I'm also meeting with HP. HP does quite a bit of work.
Hewlett-Packard.
Mm-hmm. Hewlett-Packard with small firms.
Recently combined with Compaq.
Yeah. They do quite a bit of GIS work and with small firms. So we fill a little niche, and I'm hoping that could be very useful for us. Also, we're meeting with the Oak Ridge Research University sometime later today.
Out near Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these
I've actually been in their operation before.
Great.
Yes, they're good folks up there.
Yeah, they do quite a bit of research
work
in GIS and places like that. So that gives us, I think this gives us a unique opportunity to meet this customers.
What would have been the chances of you getting to see these same people if you had not come to the matchmaking event?
I have seen HUD before, but in the context of a matchmaking event, I think this is very unique.
It's a better entree, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a better entree. In the housing and urban development situations in Washington, I mean, you come in with a room full of people, and it they have tables, and you walk over there, but this gives me...
That's more of a cattle call, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
This is a one-on-one, isn't it?
That's the point.
Gives
me a...
That makes it a lot different. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about what you're going to say to these people when you meet them today.
Well, when I meet them, I'll basically tell them some of the work we've done, the kind of unique niche we occupy, and how efficient we are, because I believe small businesses can be very efficient. Our overheads are not very high, and so we can produce...
You can turn around on a dime if they have a modification or a change.
Right, yeah.
And big companies can't do that.
No.
They marvel.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, they marvel when we're able to do it.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen. I've seen them say, how did you do that?
Yeah. So that's what we bring to the table is we bring a lot of flexibility. We're not very expensive comparatively speaking,
right?
And we occupy this niche, and I think we work this niche very well. We have very good professionals that work with me on this.
Emmanuel, do you know that over 55% of all the innovations that are created in America are created by people just like you? Did you know that?
Yes,
over 55%, folks. You know, that alone, in my opinion, should ensure that we have a place at the table and we get invited to the party. Emmanuel, give us your website, please.
My website is www.geoimaging, that's geoimaging.com.
Okay, what do we find when we get there? We'll find out about your company.
Find out about the company, pictures of some of my employees.
Great.
In there. Projects we've worked on, what kind of contract vehicles we have.
Right.
We have GSA, we have 8A. We're certified by the Metro Systems in Washington, D.C., and by the Airport Authority.
Right.
And all that is laid out there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Emmanuel, you're a small business owner, and that makes you my hero.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for being here today. Congratulations on the hard work that you've done, on the success that you've accomplished over the last 4 years, and I'm looking forward to hearing about great things from you in the future.
Thank you for inviting
Emmanuel
me.
Emmanuel Onque, ladies and gentlemen, with GeoImaging. Quick break. I'll be right back with Ryan Bays. And he and I will be talking about some of the similar things. And we're going to have some fun with him right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.